The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And a huge welcome to the program today. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Friday. I have no idea where this week has gone, but we have now successfully navigated our way to the last broadcast day of the week. It is Friday, and I've got all kinds of things to discuss with you, but on Fridays, I do my best to defer to you. You become the program director. You decide what we talk about. In many ways, you decide what we don't talk about. It is Open Phone Friday, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Just a quick program note. We will join our friends in Washington, D.C. this afternoon at 5 p.m. We'll be simulcasting 5 to 6 on WRFD here in Columbus, and WAVA in Washington, D.C. If you have friends, family in the Washington, D.C. area, WAVA is 105.1 FM, and we'll be joining them in the 5 o'clock hour. I love this story. Any story about scrolls of Scripture, text of Scripture, ancient Scripture, I love. And here's the headline that caught my attention this morning. One of the world's oldest Esther scrolls is gifted to Israel's National Library. One of the world's oldest copies of the Book of Esther was gifted to Israel's National Library just in time for the Jewish holiday of Purim, which takes place from February 25th through the 28th. According to scholars, the Esther scroll dates back to 1465. And, of course, most of you know during Purim, the Jewish people read the Book of Esther and celebrate the sacrificial heart and attitude of Queen Esther. And, by the way, speaking of Esther, I don't get paid by these people, but Sight and Sound Theater, pardon me. I hate it when I get a tickle in the throat. Sight and Sound Theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is currently featuring Esther, I believe. Joy and I and some dear friends went over last summer to see it. Hey, if you have not been to the Sight and Sound Theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, they also have one in Branson, Missouri. I'm not sure what they're playing currently in Branson, Missouri, but I believe that Esther is continuing in Pennsylvania. It's an easy 7-8 hour drive. If you don't stop at all, you can make it in about 6 hours from Columbus. And I'm telling you, it is worth every minute. It is worth every hour. It is worth a couple of tanks of gas. It's worth the hotel room, and it's certainly worth the cost of the tickets. The folks over at Sight and Sound are doing something better than anyone in American history has ever done, and that is presenting Bible stories in a live, dramatic fashion. They are unbelievable. It is difficult to think of these superlatives to describe the shows, the productions at the Sight and Sound Theater, both in Lancaster and in Branson. They are almost mirror images of each other, and they trade the shows back and forth. The stage is gigantic, one of the biggest stages you'll ever see. And then on both sides of you, so in other words, three sides, in front of you, right and left, huge stage, the scenery, the acting, the music, the special effects are like, it's like Broadway on steroids. I mean, it really is. And Esther is their most recent production, and it's phenomenal. It is absolutely phenomenal. And if you can't go, they have most of their productions on video. You can go to Sight and Sound Theater. I don't know what the website is. You can look it up yourself. But most of the productions that they have done are available on video. The production of Jesus, Oh My Goodness. Jonah, Noah, Samson. Of all the ones that I think we've seen all of them. The one on Samson is one of the most powerful presentations on forgiveness that I've ever seen. Anyway, again, I don't get paid, but this summer, make plans to head over to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and see Esther at, I always thought it was Sights and Sounds. It is Sight and Sound Theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So anyway, just kind of a cool story, one of the world's oldest Esther scrolls. And here's the take home for this. We have thousands of individual manuscripts of the Old Testament and the New Testament alike. Thousands of them copied over hundreds of years by hundreds of different scribes. Now, have you ever played the telephone game? You know what that is? You get, you know, 6-7 people. You sit them next to each other. You whisper in the ear of the first person in line a story. And then they have to remember what they were told. And then they whisper the story to the person next to them. And then they turn and whisper the same thing to the person next to them. And by the time you get to the end of the line, 6-7 people, the story isn't anything. I mean, it's not anything like the original story. Out of the thousands of individual manuscripts we have today, some are just a few verses, some are several chapters, some are almost complete books of the Bible, but we have thousands of manuscripts. Again, written by hundreds of different scribes over hundreds of years in dozens and dozens of different locations. And yet, they all agree with each other over 95% of the time. The odds are mathematically impossible. I mean, humanly speaking, if we were to look at the extant manuscripts that we have of Scripture, it is humanly impossible for these scribes to agree with each other over 95% of the time. That's why this book we call the Bible is not just ink on paper. It's supernatural. And it has been supernaturally preserved. You know where I'm going, don't you? Don't ever, ever, ever be ashamed or embarrassed that you believe the Bible. Don't ever. Don't ever. All right, we're going to take a quick break. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And hey, it's Friday. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Hey, how many of you are old enough to have played kick the can when you were a kid? I suppose maybe somebody might play it today, but hey, when I was a kid, back in the old days when I was a young whippersnapper, the only thing we had to play with was a bent-up old can. We didn't even have shoes. Had to walk to school in the snow uphill both ways without shoes. There in the snow, it was terrible. It was especially hard in Southern California to find snow to walk through, and the ground was flat, and it was really hard to find a hill, but we did it. And then when we got home, we played a rigorous game of kick the can. Okay. I've played kick the can. I played stickball when I was young. Yeah, I did. Well, the United Methodist Church is, they have become very proficient at kick the can. Yeah. They have not made a definitive decision on homosexuality yet. They have been debating it for about 15 years at least. For at least 15 years, they have put together this committee and that committee, and they have commissioned a study, and then they've commissioned a study to study the study by the commission, and then they have put together a committee to study the commission, and they have been dragging this out for years. And they told the members of the denomination that 2020 would be the year. We're finally going to vote on it. We're going to put this thing to rest. We're going to make a decision as a denomination. 2020 will be the year. Well, then came COVID. And because of COVID, they canceled the annual meeting. And hey, most people did. Southern Baptists did. Most of the religious groups did cancel the meeting. So, okay, I get it. I understand. So then they said, well, it's going to be 2021. If we're going to meet in 2021, even if we have to do it virtual, and we're going to nail this thing down of homosexuality, the same-sex marriage, the ordination of homosexuals and lesbians to the ministry and so forth. You can count on us. We're finally going to deal with this and take a vote and make a decision. Well, no. They canceled 2020. They have now canceled 2021. Yeah, as of today, they have officially canceled their general conference for 2021. Quote, the UMC Commission on the General Conference released a statement announcing that the church-wide legislative meeting will be held August 29th through September 6th of 2022. And by the way, we're finally going to make a decision. Don't count on it. I mean, seriously, don't count on it. Now, why couldn't they have a virtual vote on the homosexual issue, same-sex issue, ordination issue? I mean, everybody else has gone virtual. Our Salem media family there in Columbus, we hold all of our meetings by Zoom. So is everybody else. Why can't the United Methodists? You get this. Are you ready? Now, the United Methodist Church is now under the complete control of the liberal left. There's no doubt about that. There are wonderful conservative people within the United Methodist Church. There are wonderful conservative churches and pastors, but they are under the control, at least here in America, of the liberal left. Now, what do we know about the liberal left and elections? Mail-in ballots, early ballots. Unless it really impacts you. The United Methodist Council of Bishops released a statement saying, we can't take a virtual vote because we must use paper ballots in person. Quote, now again, this is a bunch of liberal leftists. The exclusive use of paper ballots will allow for the fullest participation of delegates from across the denomination. Full participation on the part of all elected delegates is a justice issue that must not be ignored or sacrificed. So get this. You got a bunch of liberal leftists saying mail-in ballots are not just. We can't trust them. Unless, of course, it's a federal election for president. And then, of course, we can all trust mail-in, absentee ballots, early voting, and so forth. But the United Methodists, and again, I'm quoting, full participation on the part of all elected delegates is a justice issue that must not be ignored or sacrificed. This is why the convened session online must be confined solely to gaining permission for the possibility of mailed-in paper ballots. So they have kicked the can down the street again. It will be at least 2 years now, well, year and a half, before there is even a possibility of the United Methodists taking up the same-sex homosexual issue. Most of the Bible believers within the denomination have already left anyway.